With the latest news and gossip from Nashville, it is Nashville Cat. Good morning.
Good morning. Kenny Chesney had knee surgery last year. He says due to 20 years of jumping up and down on stage, he says he's going to keep touring as long as he can, but he can't jump up and down anymore.
That does not surprise me. I remember reading a story about Michael Jackson, the same kind of thing, where his, just the way, you know, he was such a performer and dancer, and yeah. Kenny really gets around in his shows too, so no surprise.
No more flying off risers for Kenny, which he liked to do.
Yeah.
John Party stops by Good Morning America tomorrow to perform. When John was four, his grandma would take videos with them doing karaoke together. And John's specialty was Alan Jackson tunes.
Ooh.
Maren Morris going to be on Sesame Street's 50th anniversary celebration November 9th on HBO. If you don't have that, PBS will re-air it November 17th. Blake Shelton stopping by The Ellen Show today to surprise Craig Morgan, who's performing. And finally, at last night's CMT Artist of the Year ceremony, Chris Young sang Drowning for Kane Brown's drummer killed in a car accident last weekend. Brandon, pretty much everybody was in tears in the audience.
Yeah, that's, really a sad situation. I know Kane kind of touched on it, and even Thomas Rhett kind of extended, some condolences and things like that. So it's really cool to see everybody in country music kind of rallying around and coming together to, it's not an easy thing to lose somebody like that.
That's why I love country music. We can do stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Kat.
I'm Nashville Kat with Brandon on the Morning Kickstart.